micrograms. Juggalo. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aristocrats Internet Radio Show podcast.
Yeah.
We are not the greatest, but we are the latest.
Oh, no, we are the greatest.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I'm Big Slam Vader.
Steve, Slam number Vader. One.
Suck it.
And Steve, number two.
Hey, is your butthole attached to your ass yet?
Still no.
Damn.
That's for you.
That's when, still a negative.
When does that happen?
So funny. Probably never.
What?
You're
going to live with a catastrophe bag for the rest of your life? Do you not envy that?
No.
Matt, imagine not having to get up to shit.
No, I enjoy shitting.
He does.
Too much, really.
When we were kids, Matt came up with this thing that he was going to write a book called Life on the Bowl.
Yes.
And his publication would be Full Bowl Publications.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That
we
was
were
full
kids.
That bowl.
How old were we?
We were like... Nine.
Probably 9 or 10, yeah.
Yes.
Because I've always disappeared
for a half hour.
I've always shit excessively my whole life.
Matt, where did you come up? Where did your imagination stem from?
Well, because I'd be in Steve's house shitting, and Steve would be like, dude, what takes you so long? Why are you still shitting?
Well, if you're in Steve's house, it's probably because you were accidentally high.
from the floating cocaine particles, yeah.
Yeah, cocaine dust.
But no,
it does give you diarrhea.
We're probably like 12.
It can.
Yeah, we're probably like 12 years old or whatever, and I'd be shitting, and then he'd be like knocking on the door, be like, "Dude, come on, let's go outside.
Come on, I want to like play with Ninja Turtles."
Yeah, or we're like, "Fucking, let's go like I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go to the park."
No,
or something
he
like
just
that.
Always was like that. Like, or I'd be at his apartment, and you know, his room was down at the end of the hallway, and then the bathroom was out halfway down. So like, I'd be sitting there, I'd be like. All right, it's been a while. Like, I hope he's all right. Like, getting kind of worried here.
Yeah.
Are we sending out an SOS?
A lot of time shitting.
Sending very out thorough. An SOS.
Imagine he was just sitting on the bowl slumped over with an MI at fucking 12 years
well,
old.
Well, he's not Elvis, thank God. Wow. So.
I'm on my way.
But, on my way.
Me too.
But yeah, and I came up with it one day. I was like,
life on the bowl.
I'm spending my life on the bowl.
You could still do this. I don't think it's been done yet.
It hasn't been.
I love the idea of full bowl.
Full bowl publishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. If the bowl ain't full, it ain't no bowl.
That's right. No bowl of mine.
You ain't no bowl of mine.
There ain't no bowl can hold my feces down.
You're fucking sick. How could you desecrate that man's music, you son of a bitch?
He just did it full on perfectly.
The only great thing probably about having a colostomy bag would be like, let's say Derek was like a really asshole sports fan, like most of them are. It'd be like at like a game and like some guy pisses you off front of him, you just dump the bag on his neck and leave. I would do something like that.
Yeah,
personally.
I probably would too. Really.
I probably would.
I would definitely, like if someone's tailgating, I would soak their windshield. I just let the fucking...
Or you just like driving down the highway, you just stick it out the window?
Just lob it out the window.
Yeah. I'd let the bag's urethra just let it go.
I got plenty more where that came from.
And their windshield wipers are useless. Just smearing brown mud.
Just making just it like, worse.
The windshield wipers are just like stopping. There's like...
And then the guy sticks his head out the window to see where he's going, and then just soak his face.
Boom!
Yeah,
it's like
so.
Ace Ventura right now out the window.
Stuff has its advantages for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely pour it down someone's Nikes.
Oh my God!
And you could probably hide it well to like where nobody even knows where it's coming from. They could just smell it.
And he's like the least suspecting guy too. You wouldn't look at him and go. That guy's got a fucking bag.
I don't know, man.
You're so much more awesome.
It's
you're
in
so
the bag.
Much more awesome than you think
it's
you are.
It's in the bag.
It's in the bag. Yeah.
Nah, like, you can go to a gym and just go on the treadmill and just pour it on the fucking... on the thing. Whatever the fucking thing is called.
Pour it on the thing.
Oh, yeah, good one.
On the tread.
Resident retard, Steve.
And just soak the people behind you.
Wow.
Yep.
I guess I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, I would definitely not pour it in the bowl. It would be in the corner of every stall in America.
I don't know.
In America.
He did get a little bit on the seat that one time in the Dublin house.
I did.
I didn't put two and two together until I came back downstairs.
Dude, I took a picture of
and
it.
I mentioned it, and he started giggling. That was you. That was you.
First off, that fucking place, dude, they need to renovate the bathroom and do more than two fucking urinals and one stall. You got 150 fucking drunk assholes
in
that
place.
It's
bad. That bathroom
is
bad.
You got one stall and two urinals. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, multiply that by two.
That's like one of the busiest fucking bars I've ever
been
to.
Dude, how do you get upstairs and go to the bathroom in that place? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hate
can barely get up the stairs for food.
Hate it. Hate the double now.
If there's wings in the fucking urinal, you'd get there.
How do you hate the Dublin House?
It sucks shit.
When it's busy, it does suck. Absolutely.
The toilet sucks shit.
It's a great place when it's like medium, like there's people. But
there's nobody there when it's fucking dead.
I had
dead.
Bacon and eggs there.
No,
steak and eggs there a couple weeks ago. It was delicious.
That was good.
When it's some people, you know, that's cool, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You had a good time there with us a couple weeks ago, and then you ditched us for apple craps.
Apple craps.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I like paid for your drinks, so shut up, fatty.
Damn. I don't care. You were having a blast, and then you ditched us for shit.
Well, I'm going to blast you in the jaw if you don't stop bringing it up.
Whoa. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
You're next. Me.
Yeah, from Steph. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're next.
You're next, mister. Right, enough about our pathetic lives.
Oops.
Oh, let's go right to the news.
I got nothing.
I know, exactly.
Oh, come on. It's going
to
be something.
Back to the personal shit.
There's so much shit going on.
Well, I did see some like obscure no-name band is suing Led Zeppelin for Stairway to Heaven.
Really?
Saying that they ripped it off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's been going on for years.
Yeah, they've been accused of that for a long time. I love Zeppelin. Zeppelin's great. Well, they rip people off, I don't care. They rip off some poor black guy who gives a fuck. He didn't get famous, they did. That's the way I look at it. You know? So, fuck them. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, that's because nobody wants to hear black guy singing Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to KFC.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Come on.
Wow.
Will you be serious?
All right, well, that was funny.
Stairway to Popcorn Chicken.
Stairway out of Ferguson, maybe.
You love that town, don't you?
I do. I've been there. That's where The Wire is filmed,
That's
right?
Where all your kinfolk are.
Yeah, that's where The Wire is filmed, right?
The Wire?
Mm.
I don't know what that is.
The Noose.
All I know is I have the hots for Megyn Kelly or whatever her name is.
What?
On Fox News.
Where
did that even come from?
Yeah.
How do black she poor is... people have to do with Megyn Kelly?
Well, you say something, asshole.
I have the song.
You bring up something, you fuckface.
She is drop dead gorgeous. I will give you that.
She's hot.
My bad. I have the song from the band that sued Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they're called Spirit.
Before you play it, though, where's the proof that they came up with this?
Well, apparently they toured with Zeppelin back in the day. They're a very old band. And they claim that, like, after that, I guess Zeppelin came out with the song. Now, apparently, there's a statute on this. So
12 years.
So, according to the number, no, it was actually three.
That's it?
In the last 3 years, they can only claim what they've made in the last years. Apparently, Stairway to Heaven has made Zeppelin's publishing, like, $500 million or something ridiculous.
It's gross.
I mean, it is one of the biggest songs in human history.
It is. It
straight
is.
Up. Like, everybody knows it. That's white.
It really is atrocious.
Is that that song?
No, it's not that song.
So it's big, but apparently it says something about there's a 3-year statute, so they could only collect what in the past 3 years what it would have made.
How does
band.
It go, really?
But it probably made a couple million.
How did it go? Well, it's like 15 minutes long. The so there's a very long guitar
that's
intro.
That's dangerous.
You really should be in a band. You are fantastic.
You should really be in a fucking jail cell, you crook.
That good.
You
this
crook.
Is their song?
All right,
the song
let's
is called Taurus.
It's already started off exactly like Stairway. I feel like I'm in heaven listening to this. My penis is tingling.
Remember, this
I feel like I'm on a UFO.
Like, it feels like there's opening credits at Temple of Doom.
What year is this? What year is this?
This is like late, probably early 70s.
I was going to say, it's
early 70s, maybe even late
this
60s.
This is heavily drug-induced.
Yeah, this
music.
Is all LSD and coke.
Is there any resemblance yet?
No.
Not yet, no.
Have you heard this?
I've never
neither
heard
is. Listen to that.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
I got to admit, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's right there.
more like For Whom the Bell Tolls.
No, this is Stairway to Heaven.
And I'm shitting with my colostomy bag.
Ileostomy.
Calamity.
It's a bit of a sell for me, but...
No, it's right there.
I gotta admit, it's crap.
But just a couple of chords, does it? We gotta hear the rest, you know?
It's that right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing's almost over. So I guess there's no words.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, can you play Stairway to Heaven now?
Yeah, like if you just have the lyrics and play the lyrics over this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that they stole this.
Hey mama, so the way you move. Make you sweat or make you groove. Been dazed and confused.
That's basically it.
All right, well, we're Stairway to Heaven.
He's cueing it. Relax.
Because I don't think it sounds anything like Stairway to Heaven.
And I sat on a toilet.
All right, well, listen and judge for yourself.
Nope, completely different.
You got to let it fade in, dude. Relax.
I don't hear no fucking...
Oh, my God. Both of you, shut up.
You'll hear it.
There's no Temple of Doom fucking beats.
I'm telling this fat idiot.
Nope, different.
They had this gay fucking flute.
Fucking Jethro Tull.
Skin flute.
This gay flute. This reminds me of, like, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's what it is. Stairway to Mordor.
I'm in that fucking Hobbit garden. the Richard Pryor, or whatever they called it.
He did sing about Lord of the Rings in some of the songs.
This reminds me of the fucking...
Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins. All it
glitters is gold. I mean, Dildo Baggins.
Listen to the music.
Stole this song. They knew they'd be gone.
They knew they did wrong. Well, you know what? The way I look at it, guess what? Led Zeppelin took it and made it $500 million off it, not
they,
you. So
they
fuck you.
They took it and they marketed it and sold it. Somebody else didn't.
All I know is completely different.
Hey, the fucking Indians didn't develop this continent we did. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's Shmooly did it.
Fuck them.
Wow. And teepees are garbage.
Wow.
Anyway, that sounded nothing like Stairway to Heaven.
It did.
Well, you know, the guitar was kind of cut out.
It was similar.
There we go.
Is this side by side? Matt Derek don't like it. There's no bass.
Yeah, John Paul Jones didn't exist.
Yeah, if you ripped in going boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. But there's that one, and then
Tesla Lion King right there.
It sounds like Deshaun's fucking exit music.
Wow.
Exit theme. Oh shit.
Like Mankind's
bottom of the bottle. So hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like one fucking chord.
They stole the riff basically. Shh.
Yeah, but you still get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Intellectual property rights.
All right, so that's Spear and this is Led Zeppelin.
But guess what? They're Led Zeppelin. Suck their dick.
It's different.
It's the same thing.
I know.
My
but
God,
it's different.
It's the same
run. It is only different because it's a different person making it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no... Like, they're not trying to...
Well, you know what it is? They actually have, like, instruments that are, like, nice and new.
Nice and new.
These other guys are using, like,
they
garbage
didn't
pail kids.
They record it with a potato.
They were using fishing string and...
using garbage pail kids.
Anyway, it's definitely...
It's similar.
Zeppelin has a reputation, apparently, for
I'm going to go ahead and say they have a case.
Yeah. They probably do. Mm. Well, you know, good for them. If they need to... I mean, first of all, how many of the fucking guys are left from
all
that band?
All of them except for one.
from that band. not Zeppelin.
Oh, from Spirit?
From Spirit.
I have no idea.
They're probably in the gutter.
I never even heard
it's probably just like the wife of one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like the Blurred Lines thing with Marvin Gaye.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's different. I don't care.
I actually, you know, I've never heard the Marvin Gaye song, so I actually have, never was man. Able to make a call on that.
There's definitely similarity, but yeah. I mean,
it's a little different than Vanilla Ice going, din, 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 din.
You know, you got four.
Like, oh, we added a tss. That makes it different. Like, there's a difference between that and saying.
On the radio, you have like 4.5 minutes to get your point across. There's only so much music that can be made in a span of 4.5 minutes. You're going to start running into like repeats of things. And, you
I'm
know,
sure
people
it's
are going to be
happened.
Like, you know what? I kind of like this. Let's make it a little different.
Imagine me and you sat down as musicians. And I said, oh, like, I get this little bass line here. And
there's
I made
definitely
a song.
Be ketchup
and some guy out like Idaho.
Paper.
Just happen to make up the same thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not beyond reason to think mm-hmm. that could happen. You know? Now, obviously, with this band, they toured with Zeppelin, so that's a different story. Yeah. They obviously played with them. So that's, yeah, it's kind mm-hmm. of kind of hard.
And it's a
like,
very, very unique sounding piece
yeah,
of music.
Well, I think Derek's more of a professional in this area. So what,
yeah, but
what
even
do you think,
even as non-musicians,
I
we, can,
say what I think.
We can still understand
you think
what
the same
it sounds
shit.
Like. Yeah.
You
yeah.
think they got? You think Spirit got robbed?
I think that... If what they're saying is true and they toured with them early on
apparently,
before
yeah,
they
yeah.
came out with the album, I would say, yeah, that song was heavily, heavily influenced by that
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
But so, it still sounded different.
And if Zeppelin took it and didn't
it sounds,
like,
sounds
the
same
give them the...
Not exact. Like, if I played... If somebody played that for me just randomly,
oh,
I'd be
wow.
like... I would literally be like, oh, shit, that sounds like
yeah.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We pick up that kind
it's
of shit
uncanny.
All the time.
Yeah.
Especially with video games, where like you hear like something like, "Oh wow, that's definitely influenced by some like real yeah. song." It's very easy to pick out.
Now I never heard the Marvin Gaye thing.
Yeah, I never did either. I forget the name of the song, but it's whatever the song that Blurred Lines.
Gotta give it up.
Yes. Okay.
So here's right. Blurred Lines,
which makes all the sluts dance, and I love it.
Yeah. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit just to get to. I don't know why it's the same exact fucking
exactly
thing.
The same.
Yeah, I think it's more about the bass line and stuff that it's probably they borrowed from.
Bass now.
What yeah. is this supposed to be about?
Okay, so that's Blurred Lines. And this is Marvin Gaye. Yeah, gotta give it up.
Honestly, no.
It's not close enough.
Honestly, I don't think so.
I mean, it has similar instrumentation, but it's not the same song.
To me, they didn't. It's not like they stole it, and they paid out like $8 million for that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's really not.
I don't know that.
Yeah. There's a little bit, but
it's definitely not. It's not nearly as close as that Stairway to Heaven.
No.
I mean, here we're dealing with like generated beats. They commonly sound the same. There's also like tons of songs that have very similar sounds to them.
That right there,
yeah.
There's a little bit, but it's not.
You really
like,
got to be listening for it, though. That's,
yeah. When you look at the,
I just randomly put it on.
No, but when you look at the whole. Like the big picture of the song,
I don't think it's
it
enough.
Does not have. I'm gonna say 25% similarity. Even
it's definitely not Vanilla Ice ripping off Under Pressure. Yeah. That's for sure. It's not. I just don't buy it. But.
And especially with that sax going in there.
You know what? It sounds like a bunch of black people in the studio yelling. I mean, it sounds like
you know
it
what?
Sounds
you know
like
what?
Sly the Family Stone.
It doesn't
Christ's
sound
sake.
Like that. It is that.
It sounds like Ferguson on a Friday night. I can hear it with the bass, darn it, like that little like up thing.
But it's not
even
close,
the vocals.
It's not close enough.
I can hear it, but I don't buy it.
The vocals are closer than the beat.
They got that little woo
Papa Roach ripped off Green Day, flat out.
Well, Green Day ripped off just about everybody.
Okay, no, maybe they did.
And
Papa
ripped
Roach
off.
Ripped off Green Day with Last Resort. Yeah, that whole song they ripped off Brainstem.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that hears that can clearly hear. It's the same fucking riff.
It.
So, I mean, to me, it's...
It is
it happens.
Similar.
It's like the same
but
thing.
But it doesn't have the same... what's it called?
I like this. There's song, a, this.
I love blurred lines. I like it too. The girls dancing. Oh,
it,
I love it.
It doesn't have the same
what?
Delivery and the
I,
same.
I know, but
like,
it's just the point that they pretty much ripped off the same riff, and that's kind of what we're talking about.
Are you looking up the Papa Roach Green Day thing?
Well, I was just bringing that up, but
well, let's see.
There's definitely
first of all, blurred lines sounds 1,000 times better than that Marvin Gaye.
Yes, it does. But
so I'd rather hear that than anything
the Green
else.
Day. The Green Day song definitely has more sound to it.
Yeah, but that could just be a production
than
thing.
Papa Roach.
You know, that's just a production matter. I mean, it's still the same thing.
Is it Last Resort?
Yeah.
Last Resort and Brain Stew, I think. Black people stuff. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I keep my arm bleeding. Yeah, well, obviously it changes. Yeah. But that initial
It has a totally different tempo, and it's only a few sounds.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's similar.
It's not
it's
a ripple.
No, I don't think it's direct. It's similar, though.
I like the song, too, though.
But my point is, there's so little to it that it's hard to not sound similar.
If I remember right, the beginning of Too Many Puppies and Blind by Korn had a similar thing.
It's a totally different sound.
I'm aware mm-hmm. of that. I'm just making the point that
cut my life into pieces.
It's not a stretch. It's not a stretch. It's not. Having trouble trying to sleep. How about too many puppies like, and blind? Play that.
But like it's
what is it?
Too many puppies and blind.
Blind by who?
Korn.
Korn.
God.
Yeah.
But like
greatest band ever.
Yeah, I get that, but that actually goes to my other point that stuff does sound similar. That just is a chance thing, is what I was saying.
What?
Wow, yeah.
Huh?
Wait till you hear 20 puppies.
Oh, yeah, I've heard too many puppies.
Well, Steve never has.
Yeah,
or he's not familiar. He's not familiar with it like we are.
Yeah.
But again, the delivery of the instrumentation is different.
Now, see, this reminds me of DX right here when he comes in with the vocal.
Yeah, fucking Xbox, Sean Waltman.
Oh, you
what's
cut it off.
Sean?
Because that's the ripoff part.
No, see, completely different.
No, it's not.
This is cowbells.
Listen, wait till the fucking guitar.
Cowbells.
Or a triangle.
You are cow fucking dung.
I mean, they're doing it faster, but yeah.
Yeah, well, faster or slower, it doesn't matter. It's the same fucking thing.
But it's not a big picture concept.
Yeah.
Where that Stairway to Heaven thing is like, there's an entire, like, where multiple pieces of the music all sound similar.
That's like almost like an arrangement thing.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Korn took the arrangement and just made their own
thing. Twisted it around.
But that could just be a chance thing. They just happen to come up with something very similar.
Yeah, but
it's not beyond reason.
But bands do that all the time. Like, you know what? I really like that opening for that song. Yeah. Let's make it sound like us.
I've never heard any of them say, oh, I like Primus, but it doesn't mean they don't. Doesn't mean they never heard them.
Do.
Heavy bass, Derek.
Anybody that hasn't heard Primus that's a musician is a fucking dumbass, so.
Listen, when he says, are you ready? It's exactly like DX.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Does this song boom, ever kick boom. In?
Yeah, it's not the DX.
It builds up.
Does it ever? Derek is criticizing how long it's taking them to fucking take off.
Because it ain't like what Les Claypool would do.
It's been fucking 40, 50 minutes, 50 seconds.
You gotta feel it.
It's not horrible. It's better than anything you've ever heard in your life.
No, it's not.
It's not bucket.
It's better than slush puppies. It's better than fucking everything.
It's really bad.
Slush puppies.
How much shit did Typo Negative steal?
Everything?
Yeah, they stole everything.
Tons of little pieces of their music are just completely
well,
the
Beatles are better than Typo Negative.
Korn's other song, Jerry was an ice cream car driver.
He was a frozen dessert truck driver.
Bernie was a stock car driver.
Bernie was a fucking Jew guy.
My name is Dirt.
My name is
Dirt.
My name is Pete.
Wow, there's a difference between tribute and stealing.
One of my favorite typo homage is Flock of Seagulls. There's which is in
Can we just admit that the Monkees ripped off the Beatles?
No, they didn't. What?
The Police did.
Don't the Monkees like? Don't they kind of predate them in a way?
No.
Is there anything '90s that we both like? Like, do you like Rage or anything like that?
I hate Rage now.
But like that's an example I'm trying to give. Like anything along those lines, alternative, anything?
Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie, like
Nirvana.
Wow.
I'm sure some individual tracks. Yeah,
like I'm talking harder shit than what you're used to.
Harder shit.
I didn't get into the harder shit. No,
because it's harder to play.
No, it's
actually easier to play.
I'm trying to make a fucking joke.
And pretty fucking dumb to play.
Listen to Derek get all upset.
Well,
I'm trying to make a joke.
I don't fucking tell you how to mop a floor.
Damn.
Wow.
And I don't tell you how to fucking
press
keys.
Don't tell him his fucking bass licks, pal.
And light fires at my job.
What?
I know what happened with that, by the way.
I don't tell you how to light your roof on fire.
I thought the place burned down. They shut down a highway of that.
They did act like it was 9/11.
They shut down the fucking highway over that.
I thought a drone hit the guy.
I was like, oh, Derek's out of a job.
Let's just put it this way. If somebody, and this is inside, nobody knows.
Oh, boy.
If somebody was in the building when it happened,
they wouldn't have known.
If they weren't there, the place would have went up.
Really?
Yeah.
That close?
Like, yeah, like the town would have been devastated.
Wow.
Because the town!
Yeah. A couple hundred thousand pounds of flammable chemicals. Yeah.
Of cologne and shit.
Yes.
Highly flammable toxic material.
Oh my God. It only would have been the best smelling fire ever.
Everything from fucking...
There's 40,000 pounds of pure alcohol.
So it would have blown up.
Tank.
Everything from...
that would have went up.
Those poor geese, you know, I feel bad for them.
The geese.
I love
the fucking
the geese.
People across the street would have been blown out of their houses.
Everything from the fucking wedding hall to Burger King would have been decimated.
Yeah, gone.
And then nobody would have missed much of it.
The wedding hall.
What is that place called?
It used to be the Manor.
It's
now
still
it's,
called it, though.
It's
Bayside Manor.
It's something else now.
There's another title, but it's still called the...
It's called fucking...
The fucking...
It's probably just called Bullshit Manor.
It's called Too Many Weddings.
That's where Tammy...
Too many weddings.
Too many weddings
are happening at Necco Lake.
Chris Candido and Tammy got married there.
And
really?
He's dead.
I like how you fucking call her Tammy.
As if he knows her.
Right. Weren't we supposed to get her on the
show?
I did share
a dressing room with her.
We should.
Where
are
we
I
supposed to?
I want a banger is what I want to do.
Dude, she does like live webcam videos now.
Kevin like helped her move.
Yeah. He's a liar.
I did too.
He's a liar.
And you did too.
Right.
You're both liars.
And both of you, and
I didn't say I could get her on the
show. Get her on the show? Well, fucking...
You definitely could have.
Remember when I helped you move? Mm-hmm. Could you do a fucking interview?
Fuck that. Fuck her. Fuck wrestling. Fuck indie wrestlers.
Oh God, it's farted.
You're so butthurt.
I know. No, my wife just banged like 30 guys. I
holy shit.
Holy Jesus. Oh, God.
Where's the dump button?
What?
Where's the dump button?
I'm sorry, it just came out. I'm sorry.
Renegade.
It just came out. It just slipped.
Too many puppies. Too many Coors Lights.
The Renegade strikes again. The Renegade.
<Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
Oh, man.
It's in the bag.
Are you horny?
There's Steve. Oh. Where's the riff? There we go. Renegade.
Pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
have some money.
Get Steve. Go get the pizza.
I
get
the pizza. Nothing.
You're the closest one.
You're the closest one, you fat fuck.
Fucking fuck.
Matt's all bottomed down with the fucking guitar and shit.
Give me the money.
We'll listen to Styx while you get the pizza.
Make sure you tip him good.
Don't tip him.
I'm going to put my hat on in case he thinks I'm cute.
They're two blocks away. It took him what?
Don't tip him.
Took him like
Derek is the...
Took him like 40 minutes to get here.
The most Jewish.
Took him like 15, actually.
I'm all the Jew. We've been on the air for 30 minutes.
Let's make fun of Steve while he's gone. His terrible life choices.
Wow. Renegade.
It's in the bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why are we playing Styx, by the way?
Because he's a renegade.
Me? No.
You're the renegade.
Play the renegade's theme music.
He's dead.
Oh. Dead.
He doesn't have to eat music because he's fucking dead.
You're fucking sipping beer and whiskey.
Yep. Jack Daniels.
Yeah, we need a
Jack
wrestling Daniels bit for the show.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, we should do which company gave a wrestler better theme music?
Put it over there.
What?
What the hell is this for?
Huh? Did you tip him?
I don't know how much it was.
Oh, I don't know. Matt just gave you extra.
How much was it? 13. That's all it was?
Oh, it stinks.
How much did you give him?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Get that out of here.
Oh, he farted.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh.
You gave him a $7 tip?
Whatever, dude. Who cares?
Huh?
That's going to fall over if you leave it
there. That's like twice as much as you give
Dude, put it
yeah.
like...
Well, put it on that table.
Put it on the table, dude. It's going
to
fall over.
If you drop that piece, I swear to Christ.
If it was over $20, you would have needed more than $20.
Oh, and it stinks in here, though. Like, can we get back to that point?
Oh, it does.
That looks phenomenal.
Right, anyway, wrestling bit,
please.
Does
the pizza smell like butt or what?
wrestling bit, please.
I said what?
I don't know what you butt. what do you mean wrestling bit?
What do you
like,
mean?
Like a, we need a wrestling
we
bit.
We need a wrestling bit. So like let's do a bit where we play a wrestler's theme music from WWF and then we play it from WCW and we decide which one's better.
Well, WWF is going to be better every time. No.
And that's the point.
No. How about
wow.
you
that's
how
the
about
bit.
How about you play a WCW theme music and figure out which song they ripped off?
Okay, that too. Or we got to figure out what wrestler it is.
Self high five.
Dude.
Oh my God. That's
Kind of Nirvana. Play Chris Jericho's WCW theme music right now.
And Raven.
Play it right now.
And the Road Warriors.
Hold on. The Road Warriors.
Hold on. Let's play Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho, WCW. Oops. Roadblock music, I think it was like, what a roadblock.
Dude, I hope you have a fucking coronary block.
Wow. Just
an artery
die.
Block.
I'm not Vaughn, okay?
Is it this?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, sound familiar?
Yeah, a bit. Jericho! He's gonna jump off the
Dude,
top of the turnbuckle!
I only listened to that recently and I fell over, like, I could not believe that.
Snorting blow!
My God!
You got him!
Pain pillows.
How can they so blatantly? How can they do that? And not
Where
get sued?
Where are the lawsuits?
I guess this
is called ripping off a song.
I guess Pearl Jam.
But I gotta admit, this isn't terrible.
No, because it's already a song. It's already a song that you happen to like, probably.
Yeah. Okay, play Ravens.
Well,
Ravens.
No. Now play Even Flow by Alice in Chains.
All right. Do that.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah. All right, give us some Even Flow. We got.
I want to hear DDP.
All right. You can tell that they have to play every seventh beat or every seventh sound.
Instead of go like, he's like,
has to go a different direction.
They changed the third chord. That was it.
Yeah. It just.
Oh. God. We're gonna go the other way.
See what I mean?
All right, now what?
That's
Raven?
A cool concept. WCW ruled.
Yeah.
I miss that.
I do.
Raven. Fuck this.
This just made WCW worse. Just a heavier fucking.
Come as you are.
Heavier come as you are.
Anymore.
Dude, how many great Nitro parties do we have?
They go
millions.
They go up on the downs, down on
oh
the
Oh my God.
Millions more than there
this,
was episodes.
All right, somebody commented, and his.
Don't tell me the comment is, I can't believe they ripped off Nirvana.
His picture is like some black kid with an afro. It's like a picture of the guy.
Oh, that's not weird.
And he put, "When I swear that I don't have a gun, no, I don't have a gun," which is lyrics from Come As You Are. And the comment behind it is,
no.
"Yeah, you do. You're black."
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you do. You're black.
Yep. You got anything in your waist belt for me? Yeah, I do.
Dude,
so it's like Rey Mysterio's like Macarena or something?
No. And then there's Road Warriors ripped off
Iron
Man.
Well, Road Warriors NWA is just...
It was Iron Man, right?
Well, they did use Iron Man before when they could use real music in the NWA, and then they had... Just play it. Just fucking play it.
It's bad.
Just play it. There's, you can't. There's only like a really, really bad
better
quality
question.
Copy.
Is any of this available screens at off. The jukebox?
Hey, some of it might. Not. Some of it might be.
Oh my god!
It's Derek. You never realized how bad this was.
I didn't watch
it.
WCW.
Is this it?
We are Iron Man. Do 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 do.
Hold on.
Do do do.
Yep.
Iron Man.
Keep going.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Okay, now play Sid's music.
WCW.
WCW. Also, WWF was very similar, but this is white fucking.
Ozzy's at home. Let's like, what the shit? They're blowing my music.
What's it called? China White. Play China White after this.
China White by Scorpions?
Yes. Are you ready to just hear Sid's music again?
They didn't even try.
Wait, did you switch it over yet?
No.
Derek, why'd you refresh?
Why'd you replay that song?
They just made more like.
The drum beat and bass line are the same fucking thing.
But instead of going. I
never knew that one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then Crush's theme music is a faster tempo version of it, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about Bob Backlund?
The
music?
Looks on your faces when you heard that begin.
Are
dude,
you ready
I never
to
heard
just
that.
Hear a song again?
I never heard that before. That is funny. The other fucking horrible ripoffs I've heard before. WCW had no shame. They really had none.
The worst one in recent history is Tommy Dreamer's WWE theme, which is very loose similarity to Man in the Box.
But think about WCW. Then they came up with the awesome NWO theme, which
yes.
one of the greatest themes I've ever heard in
yes.
my life.
Yes.
And musically, I actually enjoyed listening to it. So they came up with that. As far as I know, they didn't rip anybody off.
What are you doing?
I think it's all Hendrix stuff.
Did they? They might have ripped off some Hendrix, probably.
Yes.
Voodoo Child, I think.
Well, no, Hogan just came out
no,
to...
No, I think Hogan came out to Voodoo
Child,
right?
Yeah, he just came out to that song.
Yeah, okay. So the NWO theme itself...
Is a Hendrix style.
Yeah, I don't think they ever ripped it off. It might.
I think they ripped off like Hendrix licks in the song.
Or maybe threw them together.
It's like almost a mashup.
But it still sounds good, and if they didn't deliberately,
you got both of them going at the same time.
Trying.
That's fucking close.
Really trying here.
Yeah, you got it. The one has a longer.
Yeah, the Scorpions comes in.
Doubles, I think, the intro.
Hang on a second.
Because with wrestling, you got to get the.
Hang on. No, that's the thing. It's like, it's the same tempo and everything.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure this will work.
Yeah, because Sid probably used that theme music when he was in the territories. Yeah.
I didn't want to see my red hat.
And he was like, you got to just make this music happen. That's close enough. Who wants a powerball?
Did he tear some huge ass in the back room?
He did.
Oh, yeah. He farted really bad.
There's like one beat off. That's it.
Well, Sid's goes... China Wiz... Yep. There's other ones too. I can't think of any more.
How could they be that bad?
God.
So the Maverick used Ring of Fire.
I fell into Ring of Fire. It's not the same, dude.
I fell into a ring that wasn't burning a fire.
I fell into a flaming inferno. See, it's now, not the same song.
WWF would take a song, like maybe like a song that they could actually use that was like a public domain, but then they would just make their own version of it. Like
real quick.
Ric Flair's like 2001 Space Odyssey. They made their own version of it. They were like, "Well, we're not going to use this. We're going to make our own thing that sounds like it."
All right, kind of real quick, well, just for WCW, I got to defend them. Go to CM Punk, WWE theme music.
It's good. It's really going to sound a
please,
lot like
I don't know if I ever heard that song.
Yeah, just try it.
No.
Wow, you killed that bit.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do it
because there was no.
Somebody's saying. Rick Rude.
Oh. Okay, yeah, this is,
Now, I don't know if I got
if
the right one.
If Rude was here, he would know it. It's all that kind of shit he listens to.
Janet Jackson, Black Cat?
No.
What?
It is? Wow. This sounded more like 80s hair metal to me.
And back to Rick Rude.
That's it.
Sorry, Rick, you ripped it off.
It's like...
All right, can you just do me a favor?
No, it's definitely there.
Just do me a favor, Derek.
What was Saturn's?
It was just whee.
Well, in WCW, it was a siren, which
is
which was awesome and terrible at the same time.
Derek, do me a favor. 2012 Raw intro theme, please.
2012?
Yeah, 2012.
All right,
now all right, Matt, we get it.
That wasn't Matt. That was a side hustle.
That was the actual thing.
What are you looking at?
I'm gonna break the fourth wall here. We did a backyard wrestling. Where we did that theme music perfectly. We didn't have it. We just did it.
Maybe it's 2013.
What do you want? What are you looking
2013's
for?
2013's raw music.
What is it?
You'll hear.
Is it Juggalos?
No.
Juggalofus.
Unless time's flying a lot faster than I thought.
Is it a Juggalo cipher? So. It's in the bag.
What, the fucking, that fucking shitty Canadian rock band?
Nickelback?
This ain't it. That's 1993.
No, this is all of them.
Wow.
They did use, the Beautiful People back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was like out of nowhere. Remember that?
I know.
It was like, holy shit.
I thought that was pretty random. For like a month and then it was gone.
Yeah.
This is that band that WWE promoted for all the years. It's like a fucking zinger or something.
But they're all like real songs.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah.
Rip-offs.
Oh.
Oh, you were doing a bit with me? Yeah,
guess what? They're not rip-offs.
Don't make me work.
They had the Nickelback one.
They paid for
it. Yeah, Nickelback.
Yeah, but it was Nickelback.
Shit band.
Yeah, they paid for it. they paid the band.
It's called Money Back.
It's called Publishing.
This song's actually pretty cool.
Ooh, somebody's saying Rick Steiner.
I don't remember.
Oh, God.
Are you getting fed this live?
Yes.
Dude, you remember the Steiner Brothers NWO thing? How great that was?
That was maybe the greatest thing ever.
I had Matt find that like last year. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my
life. I don't think Derek ever saw that. To the dog
pound. Oh, no.
Who let the dogs out?
Is it what? Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Welcome to Michael Vick's house. We got lots of dead dogs. How could they be that fucking flagrant?
We're going deep here.
That's fucking bad.
Oz.
That's Oz, baby.
No, you're going to be Oz, baby.
No, Dust. Oz Oz is the city
from.
Where the
No, you're going to be Oz.
No, baby, that's Oz.
That's the opening to Romper Stomper.
Maybe not. Never mind.
No, that's close. That's the opening to Romper Stomper.
No, it's not.
These are so bad. Like, I knew that these were bad, yep. But I never actually sat down.
Some of them got some.
And listened.
They
to
got
them.
Some real balls to fucking rip them off like that. They really do.
How about Ric Flair? I bet you that's
do
close.
Do Tommy Dreamer WWE.
Hang on, I got more. Shane Douglas.
Yes.
Purple Rain. What is it, like almost close to his ECW?
It's Perfect Strangers, yeah.
Steve, your wife is messaging me.
What?
Ew, really?
Yeah.
What time is it?
9:13.
Ooh.
She wants to bang. Come on!
Wow.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Are you serious?
It's real.
Who did this?
WCW. Listen, listen.
Oh.
Wait. How could it? It couldn't be any closer.
Dude.
Now this is the real one.
Which is great. It looks good.
Like it's okay. Like it's
no. There's
ECW
no
used real music,
yes.
And that's what people
they
used to. And they were like, "Let's do whatever we can do to make it as close to their theme music as possible." But with those other ones, with fucking DDP and Chris Jericho and Raven, that was all bullshit.
Yeah.
That is flagrant.
Dude, look at Steve fucking just slaughtering that piece of
I'm kind of ready to jump in myself.
No, he's like picking the cheese off and like.
But I don't want to leave the show to just you, you know?
It's my slice.
I don't want to leave it just me and you.
Come on, I want them slices right now.
Let me slide over here. I'm not going to want them slices. Can anyone eat one of them?
We'll just bring you the whole box when we're done.
Who else? Yeah, give me that Tommy Dreamer WWE, because that's just man in the box. Steve's done. Yeah. He's full. Until he goes home and he eats a fucking half gallon of ice
giant
cream.
Giant bowl of ice cream.
As WWE long as we theme? Don't see it, it doesn't count. Yeah. Because they just, all they try to do is just recreate man in the box, but like in a very loose sense.
Oh, yeah, it's not close at all. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not as close as some of those WCW ones.
No.
Where they're like 85%. This is like 60, 70 maybe.
I can't believe they never got sued.
I know.
If they did, I never heard about it.
They had to have probably a lawyer there the whole time with the fucking ear, the fucking ear of sound. And he's trans. What he's doing is he's converting sound into lawsuits. And as the lawsuit goes from red to green.
They had some rabbi Bishaps there. Fucking, oh yeah, just change a couple notes there. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm. No, they just literally, the document is starts out red from the original copy, and then they just, they change it enough, and it turns green, and they're like, okay, we're good to go.
Green means money. We're good to go.
Chosen one.
What is this?
What?
Jeff Jarrett.
What?
Oh. Decided to just stop in the middle.
Oh, good,
was
good.
That, was that Superfly?
Because I decided for it to stop.
Was that Superfly?
Chosen one.
Oh,
this
no.
Kid Rock.
What is this?
This is.
What is this? What is this?
This is Jeff Jarrett's WCW
what?
Theme.
What?
I've never heard.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I hate him even more.
Are you kidding me right now?
I didn't think it was possible.
They're going to rip off even a terrible song like Kid Rock shit?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Matt loves Kid Rock, by the way.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I love the chosen one.
What is that?
It's a super fly.
Super, super, super bad.
Plagiarism. Copyright infringement.
Lawsuit.
Oh my. Carbon copy.
ASCAP lawsuit.
audio DNA match.
Dude, I can't believe they could be that bad. Well, we could probably do this all night now.
We could.
I'm sure there's more that we're not aware of.
Oh my God.
Godfather?
The Marmalukes.
Is this a Godfather?
Yes. It's the Godfather theme.
Who was the Marmalukes? I never heard of that.
Was this WWE?
Italian. No, this is WCW.
Okay, by so Little Guido and...
No, the Marmalukes are... Oh, God.
It had to be Little Guido, right?
No.
Wow.
No, it's... Was it like Chuck Palumbo and somebody else?
It was J.T. Smith. Remember him? He did the Italian thing.
That was funny. I was telling Sideshow Aristocrat Dawson at work because he was
Sideshow Aristocrat.
He was walking around the office.
Hey, forget about
he was
it.
Walking around the office doing the fingers under the chin, he just kept doing it, and he's got his face up.
Fucking dumb Guido.
I go,
is this somebody looking for you?
I was like,
do you want to answer it?
Yeah.
All right.
Why are they calling you?
Blah, 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 blah. Tell them I'm eating
pizza.
How
does she still have my number?
Right? She just want to bang you.
Whoops.
Hey, don't close it. I'm going to be eating a piece soon.
B-Chefs wants us to play Mike Awesome.
Oh, my God. His music.
What?
What the? Who is this?
What?
This is Mike Awesome?
Yeah. WCW.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa. Whoa.
Are you leaving? Yeah.
This is actually a combination of fucking Beautiful People and what's that song?
Oh, yeah.
That's like George Thorogood, right?
Yeah.
George Thorogood. One scotch, one beer, one...
Bourbon fucking...
One scotch, one beer, one bourbon, right?
Am I right? Bourbon,
yeah,
a beer?
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
One scotch, one dead wrestler per year.
One ruined career. Oh.
Later, baby.
Later, baby.
Is he okay? Oh, they're upstairs.
The only thing that'll top this is Mike Awesome's ECW music.
What?
Mike Awesome's ECW music is hilarious.
Stupid. Why does she care for him? I don't know.
Yo, where that pizza at?
Yeah, we're eating that pizza.
Apparently.
Oh, shit.
That is Jimi Hendrix, Highway Child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dusty Rhodes?
All right, Matt, hold the show down. Everybody's leaving.
All right, I want a pizza, though.
So do I, but I got to pee first.
So, where's the pizza going?
People's wives messaging me. I don't need this.
I don't need that shit. So where's the rest of the NWO theme though? All we got is the
it's probably a porno.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Oh no, we got another one. Barry Windham.
Oh, his old school shit's got to be like.
Let's just rip off every fucking classic rock song we can.
Yeah. Well, fucking Jeep Swenson came out to, what was it? Was it Panama? It was,
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Yeah, Barry Windham's not coming up.
No?
No. They're saying it was, Lagrange by ZZ Top.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna eat some pizza down.
It'd be funny if he came out to
pizza,
jump.
Pizza.
It'd be funny if he came out to jump.
I think that's it.
Watch out, there's beer. Yeah.
You want to knock it down.
Boy, it was empty.
Anyway. All right, maybe we should just call it a show. Because I want to eat some pizza.
Yeah, and our talent left, so.
Yeah. Once Steve's gone, that's it.
Yeah, once the talent leaves, forget about
it. Might as well forget it. Well, thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you, Steve number one, for making a triumphant return.
I will try to come back and be even funnier than I was today.
It was two good shows, I think.
Yeah.
There's some funny stuff in there. Good job. Oh, Bishop says Chuck Palumbo and Johnny the Bull Stromboli.
That's right.
All right.
Stromboli.
Thank you, B-Shaps, for staying in the chat room with us.
And I love how racist they can be with Italians. Like, oh, we're going to have, like, fucking Willie Fried Chicken and, you know, Johnny, you steal a car, come out as a fucking ghetto
Johnny
blasters.
Steal a car. All right, aristocratsradio.com. You can download the show. Hopefully we'll be back. We do the show live on Sundays. If you want to come in, come over to aristocratsradio.com. I'll put it right up on the front page. We got Skype. You can call in from a regular phone. Skype in. You can chat with us. Send us stuff right in the studio.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. And we will see you Sunday live. That's it.
It's in the bag. It's in the bag.